This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The man accused of masterminding the September 11th attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two of his accomplices, held the U.S. military prison in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, have agreed to plead guilty, the Pentagon said on Wednesday. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity said the plea deals almost certainly involved guilty pleas in exchange for taking the death penalty off the table. The official said the terms of the agreement had not been publicly disclosed, but acknowledged a plea for a life sentence was possible. The United States said on Wednesday it was not involved in the assassination of a Hamas terrorist group leader in an overnight strike in Tehran, the second Iran-backed militant group leader assassinated this week. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has the story.
Ismail Haniyeh was last seen alive attending the inauguration of Iran's new president, Masoud Pezeshkian, on July 30th. Haniyeh, the political leader of Hamas, an Iranian-backed Palestinian militant group, was killed in an airstrike the following day. Haniyeh's killing happened a day after Israel carried out a strike in Beirut that killed Fuad Shukur, commander of Hezbollah, an Iran-backed group in Lebanon. Israel holds the group responsible for a deadly attack in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights over the weekend. With fears of regional escalation rising, Western countries are urging restraint. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro says he has asked the country's government-aligned Supreme Court to conduct an audit of the presidential election after opposition leaders disputed his claim of victory, drawing swift condemnation by independent observers. Maduro told reporters on Wednesday the ruling party is also ready to show the totality of election.